You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler. We're going to get stuck into, and thank God, the Premier League is back. Don't forget, Up Front with Alan Brazil, sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers. Ray, how are you?
Now,
Ray,
indeed.
You were up at Wembley last night. I went to bed, I thought, well done, Gareth, you've got the job. You beat Scotland, you beat Spain. And I went to bed with like 5 minutes to go. I can't believe it this morning, 2-2.
Well, cruising, weren't they? I thought it was a great first half. Some really good performances. Sterling was excellent.
Yeah, he's
Lallana,
looking good, isn't he?
Before he got injured, let's hope he's not too bad for Liverpool's sake because he's been in great form.
I see Townsend come on. He went on amazing. I thought, hello, direct.
Well, again, Vardy scored as well. So Ranieri will be delighted with that. 14 games with no goal, Al. You've been through probably droughts yourself as a striker.
No.
But he's got back on the score sheet, which is brilliant for Leicester as well and good for England, but it was a really good performance. I thought the pressing, the way they just kept the ball, the way they had pace going forward.
Spain were getting frustrated because they were putting the boot in their way.
I've never seen so many yellow cards in a friendly.
Yeah.
Usually the referees let you get away with a few tackles it's quite a nice game, isn't it? But I thought last night was some real good tackles flying in. I think Vardy done Azpilicueta. I don't even see that one as well. And
yeah,
that looked really bad.
I thought, by the way, that was a yellow.
So I think the Chelsea fans have been waiting more. Don't get him injured because he's playing so well as well.
But no, Ray, that was a yellow. That Vardy knew exactly. That was the old non-league, being brought up in the non-league. He knew exactly what he was doing there.
Yeah, but it was. I thought it was a very good performance in the end. I mean, Gareth, the big question now, Al, I don't know how you think, but he's got to get the job, I'm sure. I mean, there's not many English guys who can really compete now. I mean, Eddie Howe, I don't think he'll be leaving Bournemouth. Alan Pardew, don't think he'll be leaving Palace. And then the only other one was Steve Bruce, who's just got the job at Aston Villa. So
Ray, I'm bamboozled. I thought today...
That's a good word for you, Al.
Bamboozled. I thought today... I was in a Thai restaurant last night. And I have to say, I thought today would be... last night after the game, welcome Gareth Southgate, the new permanent England manager. Or this morning. And then what did we get? We're working a little bit of radio this morning, weren't we? And all of a sudden... Graham Lassalle gets involved. He's walking into FA headquarters as on the committee, on the panel, to pick the New England manager, I thought.
They love a committee.
Hold on a minute.
The FA love a committee. Is it something where they've got need to be look like they're doing something, to look like they're going to get the best man for the job? I don't know.
Right, everyone's agreed now. England fans, the press, they all say, well, there's
give
no
them a
one
chance.
Better. Give it to Gareth.
Yep.
So what do? They bring in Lassalle. Listen, nothing against Graham Lassalle, and I mean that. Graham is a very intelligent guy, was a smashing footballer, got many England caps. But, you know, sorry, Gareth's got the job. Give him the job.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, Al. I mean, the betting at the moment is, I think a lot of the people close their books because they think Gareth's got it. But now this might be... Where, the next game now is in March. So what do they do? Do they wait till...
22nd of March, isn't it? Berlin, Germany, friendly.
Yeah.
You can't wait. You can't wait 4 months.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think the next month, they look like they've been interviewing people or having a chat with people. And then hopefully the job will be secured for Gareth. And then he can get on with it. And people can structure their lives and their training methods because... Eddie Boyfriend, Boothroyd is waiting in the wings to be... Eddie Boothroyd.
Was that the ex-Wetford manager?
Boothroyd is waiting in the wings to be under-21 manager, which would be a big thing for him.
No, Ray, you're spot on, because it's not just him, it's the
And then you've got under-20s. It's a domino effect everywhere along the line.
I don't know what the FA are playing at. For me, unless they're trying to be clever with the press, then that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you start failing, the press sharpen the old knives, don't they? The pencils.
But Spain...
You get it.
Going back to Spain, last 15, 20 minutes, put a little bit of pressure on the back four. They got a bit deeper. Jagielka come on, and he's a little bit... And as quick as he used to be. So I think the back four drops off a little bit. And then there was a couple of substitutions for Spain. Isco come on, who's a very good player.
I thought he was going to start, you know.
Yeah, he got the equaliser in the end. And could
have scored just before the equaliser.
Yeah. So, look... I think Spain walk off relieved that they got a draw. I know it's only a friendly, but you still want to win games. And Gareth will be disappointed, but I think there was a lot of positives out of the game.
Do you know who else
game.
Plays for him? I don't know him, and he's since he got married, he's dried up. But Vardy, I was really pleased his goal because You know, if you look at the ball, it goes wide. He's well beyond the Spanish defender. And as soon as the ball's about to be played in, whoosh, he's on his bike. He outsprints the defender, yeah. gets in, diving header, bosh, get in.
See, that's what happens. But that's what happens when you get married, Al. You dry up. It's definitely...
Well, you're talking about cash or goals?
Well, well, both, really. But certainly goals, and he needed it. I mean, not just for England's point of view. I mean, that would give him massive confidence going into Leicester this weekend in the Premier League, because he's been, you know, he's been struggling a little bit with form, and he'd done really well for the game when I watched last a couple of weeks ago, Tottenham-Leicester, when he set the goal up for Musa. But it's nothing better when you're a striker and you're getting on the score sheet. So he'd be relieved last night that he got on the score sheet. Great header, it really was. Great run. And a brilliant cross again from Henderson.
For me, that's a Dennis Law type goal, you know. Just fling yourself out. Boom,
yeah,
get
absolutely.
Him.
So brilliant goal from him. And let's see how that changes this weekend going into the Premier League.
But what do you think? What are the players thinking waking up today, Ray? Heading... I don't know, will they go to the clubs this morning or will they go tomorrow thinking, crikey, has Gareth got the job?
Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens now, because Wednesday, I should imagine they'll all have to report in today just to see how they're feeling, you know, especially the ones who played quite a lot of the game, which was a couple of the players. So how would they feel? I think they'd be saying, well, let's get a decision. I think a lot of them will be on Gareth's side. A lot of them are youngsters, and a lot of them would be the man that they want them to take them forward. So let's get it organised, let's get it done. And the FA really now, I've got to say, you know, I don't know if they sit down with players and have a chat with them, but Graham Lassalle maybe have an opportunity to say, look, Gareth is the best man we've got. Let's give him the job now. And maybe he's the one who really kicks the FA into shape and says, Gareth is the man, because he played with him.
Maybe. It was a surprise to me. Mm. Really was. Look, Howard Wilkinson on there, look, he's got a wealth of experience.
Would you like to see people like Terry Venables involved in the committee? He's very successful. Very successful,
yeah,
as a manager.
A few years ago. Southgate should have got it. Yeah. Anyway, look, we now have to wait to March 22, Berlin, don't we? What about Old Trafford coming up the weekend? Manchester United against the Arsenal. You're old boys. Don't forget, Wenger hasn't beaten Jose in the Premier. I think this is not a massive game for Arsenal. This is a massive game for Manchester United. They can't fall behind. If Arsenal beat them, they ain't making Champions League next year. Jose needs to win this.
Well, where is all the pressure? Is it on Manchester United? I mean, Arsenal will be happy with a draw, probably. Going away from home, Old Trafford, tough place
to play.
That's
negative. That's negative, negative Arsenal.
Yeah, but they won't be approaching a game like that. But, of course, you always go to win. But you always, when you get to Old Trafford...
You've got to go to Old Trafford and put the boot in.
No. Well, we've done that over the years, but...
You got 10 grand fine.
We got 10 grand fine.
This,
that weren't very good, and you regret doing that. But certainly it was always a passionate game. Always our biggest game, Al, believe it or not. You know, you look at North London Derby. That was a big game for the fans. But as a player, you'll be on holiday. When a fixture list come out, you'll be like, well, when we play Manchester United, when's the home game? When's the away game? And they could be key for you to win the league. I know it's a lot different now because there's so many teams competing for the league.
Yeah.
But Manchester United, for them, I think there's a little bit more pressure. Being at home at Old Trafford.
They'll go 9 points behind Arsenal if you beat them.
It's a lot. And you look at the teams at the top now, Liverpool, Chelsea. You know, them guys, they're top sides. And with what's going on with Jose, he knows it's a massive, massive game for both sides. But he also knows that he's got one over on Wenger at the moment. So... Wenger would be desperate to beat Mourinho, there's no doubt. But Wenger, in a press conference, question will be to Arsene Wenger, what is it about Jose Mourinho? Look, he's beat him in the Charity Shield or Community Shield, whatever you call it. But
Premier League
and the Cup games or whatever, competitive game.
Will Arsene Wenger's talk to his team? Will he mention that?
No,
Mourinho,
not at all.
They're struggling. Will he mention that?
I'm sure the press conference, the first question they ask him is about him and Jose Mourinho. And I'm sure
the team meeting.
He'll bat it away.
He sends them out on the pitch.
It's not about Arsene Wenger. It's not about Jose Mourinho. It's about Arsenal and it's about Manchester United. So that's how he'll approach the game.
Give me a prediction. I think United will beat them.
Do you?
I'm going to go 1-0,
2-1. So should we have a bottle of bubbly on it again?
Oh, hello.
Draw no bet. I have Arsenal, you have Man United.
What do you mean? Yes. Right, we'll do
that. Do you want to give me the draw as well?
No.
Because you're...
No.
Well, so it could be 10, or it goes down to seven?
Do you know what? I think it lies in bed. I might have to buy
a van just to pick it all up soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go for Arsenal.
You're betting's going, and you will be in the van soon.
The key for it as well is Alexis Sanchez. He's fit. Two goals for Chile, Al.
No, he's not fit. He came off the plane struggling.
No, he's fine. He'd be raring to go at Old Trafford. That's the places. These are the guys. Ozil,
United
Sanchez.
Will not lose. They will not lose to Arsenal.
But then you've got big players. Pogba, Ibrahimovic. He's got to play well as well. So it should be a cracking game. Early kick off, Al.
And
where will you be?
Ascot Racecourse.
Well, don't do your money early doors and on football.
No. I'm going to take money off you.
Make
and
sure
I'm going to back United.
You've got a little bit of money for the GGs.
Give me a bit
of
ammo for the first two races. Don't forget, Upfront with Alan Brazil is sponsored by bettingbrazil.com. It's a new betting site for all sports punters. Great odds, great markets, and lovely offers. Listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when you deposit. When they deposit £10, just by using the promo code ALAN10, which is capital ALAN10. Right, so I'll give you that again. You get free £10 when you deposit £10 just by using the promo code ALAN10. Just visit bettingbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN10. When you deposit your £10, you'll get £10 free, right? Also, look out for our daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sign up now, betonbrazil.com. And don't forget, this is very, very important. Betonbrazil.com is for over 18s only, and betting, it should be fun, so please gamble responsibly.
Why are you called to take Ellen?
What was that? Two? Listen, another game, another big game, and they're flying, aren't they, is Liverpool. They go to Southampton. Can Liverpool, look, you score three, we'll score four. Fantastic attitude from Klopp. But Saints, them two defenders, you know, they're top class, aren't they? Van Dijk and Fonte. Can Liverpool, with a great system, the free roaming, free moving system, I fancy Liverpool to win again.
Yeah, well, you can't bet against Liverpool because they're superb at the moment. The way they're going forward, as you rightly mentioned, Mane is going to be a big miss when he goes to the African Nations. That might give an opportunity for Sturridge, who's not playing on a regular basis, to get back in the side.
That's a weird one, isn't it?
Well, Sturridge is a top striker,
How can he change the team? Really, 100% trust him.
How can he change that team when they're playing so well? Firmino, Coutinho, Lallana.
I agree, but Sturridge is better than Origi.
Lallana's the big thing for me. He limped off in the first half. I don't know if he's going to be fit for the weekend. I'm sure Liverpool fans will be hoping he is. But going forward, they're excellent. They're fantastic. You've got a real good solid base in midfield in Chan and Henderson. And I think the back four are decent. So I think Liverpool will go to Southampton. Southampton will say, look, let's have a real go. Tadic, Redmond, people like that have got to play well. I could see goals in this. I definitely can see Southampton scoring.
Though?
Well, I'll probably go for 3-2, something like that. Maybe to Liverpool, because Liverpool playing with lots of confidence and belief. But Southampton a decent side as well. So a lot of punters will be on Liverpool, but I think Southampton, if they did get a draw or they did turn Liverpool over, people wouldn't be that surprised.
So you think Arsenal get something United, and you think Liverpool just shade
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm shading United and I'm shading Liverpool. So I'm with you on this Southampton-Liverpool game. Do you know what? I think Davy Moyes is going to get another victory. Sunderland Hull.
Do you?
This, for me, forget Sunderland Man U, forget Sunderland Chelsea. This is their cup final. This is what keeps them up. This is a six-pointer. I think Sunderland will beat home.
Yeah, big game for both sides. We know that. Great result against Bournemouth for 10 men.
In fact, it's my nap of the weekend.
For the last half hour, is it? Okay. I can see another bottle of bubbly coming here. Maybe I'll get Hull City in a draw. But look, Sunderland will go into the game. It's a massive result at Bournemouth. It really was. The last fixtures of the Premier League. That was much needed. That will give a lot of confidence to the guys. But I think Hull City is one of them sort of sides that can really dig in if they need to. Mike Freeling now, he lost Will Keane, didn't he?
Sunderland can't beat Hull. Stadium alight, see you later.
Well, yeah, Hull City will be hoping to go there, frustrate Sunderland. And I think Sunderland. How will Sunderland supporters react to this game? They look at this.
It's a cup final.
If Hull City score, what happens with the fans? Will they turn against the?
No, I don't think so. Because I think the old Macams are good. Away the lads. I think they'll get behind the team.
Well,
with 10 minutes to go, if they're 2-0 down, they'll flood out and say, "What a load of rubbish."
Well, I'm going to go for a draw on this one now. I think Sunderland. So I'm going to sit on the fence with one. I think it's a hard one to call. Hull City.
So Creosote, isn't it?
I think Snodgrass will get the equaliser. Sunderland might go in front. Defoe, Snodgrass gets the equaliser. I'm going to sit on the fence.
He's a good player,
you're going Sunderland.
Yes.
Knapp. I'm going to go draw.
Now, the North London derby, North and East, to be fair, but a very, very close derby, isn't it? Spurs.
North London derby. North East derby.
East London. By the way, how far is Upton Park? Well, Stratford now, isn't it? They've moved away a wee bit. But how far from West Ham to travel to Spurs? It's not far, is it?
3 or 4 miles, yeah.
So I'm Canary Wharf. I can see West Ham. And I can almost see White Hart Lane.
What?
The lights. Yeah,
you can't see White Hart Lane.
I can. It's just round the North Circuit, numpty.
What, you're on the 100th floor or something?
No, I'm quite high up. Really.
You're in a shard? Where do you live? Top of the shard?
I have the Manhattan skyline.
Yeah.
Right? I'm up there. Did you see the supermoon last night? I could touch it.
The supermoon, right?
Yeah, oof. I could touch it.
This is a cracking game.
It's 20 minutes for West Ham fans, really, to get round the North Circular to Spurs. Cracker.
How'd you see this
I
one
out? I can
now?
Only see, again, bingo, Tottenham will beat West Ham.
Well, they're massive odds on, aren't they? I think they're about 1-2.
What about old Payet? What about him?
He's got to start playing well.
I'm missing Paris. Well, I'll drive him to City Airport.
Well, this is a big game for West Ham. They've got a decent record at White Hart Lane. They go there with not in a great form. The last game at the London Stadium, West Ham Stoke, I was there, and it was very slow build-up and just wasn't clicking, really, for West Ham. So
Harry will play. Tottenham
missing,
unbeaten.
They're desperately missing a centre-forward, West Ham. I don't know what they're going to do. Andy Carroll, I don't know when he's going to be back fit.
I think Andy's... I honestly don't think we'll ever see Andy.
No,
Carroll perform like the hat trick was against Arsenal.
Yeah, he was.
I was
at
there.
Upton Park.
What a game that was! I'm afraid, from what I hear about his knee, and it's his bad knee as well. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, well, let's hope he does get back fit, because you don't want to see people injured and out of the games. But Tottenham, look, I was impressed with them at the Emirates. Very good performance. Second half. They come back into the game, good fighting spirit, and Spurs are going well at the moment. Harry Kane will be ready to go.
I'm only one of his.
Dele Alli being
I think Janssen's always going to be a squad player. They need Dele Alli, they need Harry, 100%.
Yeah, Dembele's a good player though, Raul. I was really impressed with him.
I think he's probably the best player.
Yeah, at the Emirates he was superb. Him, Wanyama's been a great signing. It'd be interesting to see what he does with his formation. Will he go back to a flat back four? Because he played three at the back at the Emirates at work, because Rose and Walker got forward really well in the second half.
I don't think you can do that. Can you do that at home? You can.
Of course you can.
Because they've got the forwards the fullbacks to fly up the wing.
So that's going to be I think West Ham will play three at the back. So will they match up exactly the same? I think Tottenham might go back to a flat back four.
Spurs have to be.
They're at home. They need to get all 3 points. So I think.
But it's dangerous, because when you get a London derby or any derby, it's dangerous.
Oh, and you know the rivalry between the fans as well. So West Ham have got to find that little bit extra at White Hart Lane. But it's going to be a tough night tough afternoon.
So just
for West
go
Ham.
Back. I think United will just pip Arsenal. I think Liverpool will just pip Southampton.
You've got to go with Spurs at home.
Sunderland, I think, will definitely beat Hull and Spurs at home.
Yeah, I've got to go. Look, I'm hoping West Ham can get a result, but I think Spurs will be too strong for them at home at White Hart Lane.
Now, talking of London players, you grew up, you know Frank very well, Frank Lampard.
Yeah.
Frankie's coming back, isn't he? I'm told he's had a bit of a bust up with Vieira.
Is he?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm told. He's coming back. They lost 7-0, didn't they?
Yeah.
Over in America.
Well, Frank's record, though, has been unbelievable.
Goal every two.
15 goals in about 31 appearances. So one every two games.
But does that surprise you?
No, not at all. I mean, he's a top player.
I believe he's fallen out with it. He's coming back. What does he do? Where does he go? Does he go coaching? Does he go a manager somewhere? Or does he do media? For media, it's perfect.
Frank
can
pick anything he wants. He's in a fantastic situation where he's well respected throughout the game. Chelsea ambassador, they'd love to have him tomorrow. Woody going to the TV, absolutely.
They loved them, the Chelsea fans loved
Rio Ferdinand's obviously gone into BT and they'll be queuing up for Frank. So, well, does he want to stay
by the way, they need someone decent.
Do they want to keep it? Does he want to stay on the training field? Does he want to be a manager one day? Does he want to be a coach? So, I think Frank could look at the situation. Does he still want to play? Because he hasn't really come out and said, look, he can still do a job for someone,
well,
there's no doubt.
We've not heard that from Frank, but we have from Steven Gerrard. He said, I'm not done yet. Now, does he go? Where does he go? Does he go into Liverpool? He's not going to play. Does he go coaching under Jurgen? But why would Jurgen change what he's got? Does he go to Rafa, to Newcastle? Massive club. Rafa takes him under his wing, play, and watch how I do it. Does he go to Brendan Rodgers, Celtic? Does he go up to Glasgow?
I think it's a very similar situation to Frank. I think he can pick and choose whatever he wants to do. Still lots to offer. One of the best midfielders I played against and played with. Fantastic
was he mouthy?
Guy. Unbelievable player.
No, was he mouthy?
Do you know when you see an all-round... No, he was very committed to...
Give him one, didn't
he? No, but he could tackle as well.
I was going to say, were you mouthy? I know the answer there.
I think he was more of an all-round midfielder. Frank was more of an attack midfielder who could get forward and score goals. Better goal scorer than Steven Gerrard, but Steven Gerrard could defend.
He could tackle, he could pass,
he could score Gerrard goals.
Gerrard was much tougher, but no, Lampard could put his foot in.
He could put his foot in, but I think Stevie Gerrard was a little bit tougher. I think Frank would admit that. But obviously, Frank was a better goal scorer. You know, running in late for midfield, he had a knack of scoring goals.
What was your record goals per game?
For the season, 6 or 7, probably.
What, in 40 games?
Yeah, but I was probably more of a holding midfielder. I was one who won.
So 1 in 7, was so I would, you happy with that?
Well, you know, I wasn't a striker like you. If I played up front, I'd score a lot more. But, you know, I think the manager knew that the midfield was more of an important position, so he put me in there.
I think I'd won every two.
Did you?
Ipswich and
but you didn't play, though, did you?
Ipswich, I did.
What's that, in training?
I think you'll find I scored 1 every 2 at Ipswich. Almost 1 every 2 at Man United and 1 every 3 wherever else I went.
I'm sure you was a fantastic striker.
No, I wasn't fantastic, but I knew where the net was, right?
Absolutely. And you'll always regret this, wouldn't you? To the day you die.
Regret what? Not playing for Arsenal?
No, you squared it when you was on 5 goals.
You're right.
And you should have had a double hat-trick. And has anybody ever got a double hat-trick?
No, you're right. And that was against Southampton. See? When was it again? Let me recall. Oh, it was 16th of February. 1981,
and you squared it, and he still missed.
And in that game was Keegan, Shannon, Ball, Southampton. They were top, we were fourth.
Do you have nightmares over that still? Do you wake up at night and say, why did I square it?
I have nightmares because next morning I had my picture with a Derby favourite who has since been kidnapped, who went on to win the Derby. And people, including my wife, say, I wish they'd have kidnapped you. Always a pleasure, eh?
Cheers,
that was up front with Alan Brazil. Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.